You're listening to the three-time Utah Sports Broadcaster of the Year. This is the Bill Riley Show, presented by Les Schwab Tires on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Been a good year at Utah this year. Conference championships abound. Football, women's basketball took care of business this year. Obviously, gymnastics doing what they do. The men's tennis program got a surprising one. And then, of course, no big surprise if you look at what they did a year ago, but winning conference championships is never easy. But they did this year. They went undefeated in conference play and then won the conference tournament this weekend. The A-Sun Championship won by Utah Lacrosse, 11-9 over Air Force. Second straight regular season title, tournament title, and now NCAA bound this weekend to South Bend, Indiana. He rode home with the trophy last night. Maybe it's sitting by his side right now. Andrew McMinn with us right now, head coach. Andrew, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Good to have you back on again. So, you've set a pretty high bar for yourself, buddy boy. Back-to-back conference championships, 22-8 at Utah. I think you guys have broken like 70 school records. It's been a pretty good transition from Robert Morris to Utah for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, last time we spoke, just mentioned just, you know, what an incredible group of guys you're able to inherit, you know, that Coach Holman and the previous staff had put together. And, you know, they were bought in from day one. And, you know, we had some changes, of course, culturally, just, you know, fitting the mold for how we like to do things. And, of course, on the field as well. And the guys have just bought in at such a high level. And, you know, really just in year two here, have just started to really understand the system that we run on the field. And, you know, of course, embody the culture that we have off the field.
So what did it mean for you yesterday as you get that victory over Air Force and then it becomes reality? I know you guys had a chance to be an at-large team anyway, but you never want to leave it in the committee's hands. What did it mean when that clock hit zero yesterday in the championship game?
Yeah, with only eight at-large bids, as you mentioned, I mean, that's not really something any team can depend on. So, you know, we knew our most likely path, and the only sure thing was being able to come out of the conference tournament there as champions. And, you know, it certainly meant a lot. I mean, again, a lot of work coming in and transitioning last year. And then, you know, like I mentioned, just the guys just doing everything at such a high level on and off the field this year. I mean, it was just one of those seasons where, you know, you really feel that the guys just deserve all of the success that comes their way. And, you know, with the work that they've put in and how they carried themselves this year, I mean, it wouldn't have been right if we couldn't find a way to come out, you know, over top of Air Force in the championship game there. So certainly meant a lot. But again, we knew, you know, the capabilities that we had coming into this season. And, you know, when we did our goal setting in the fall, the guys set out to try to get to Memorial Day weekend and go beyond the conference championship. And obviously, we're now into that next phase as we speak.
You, like everybody, probably crunch numbers. How would you have felt about your chances if you wouldn't have beaten Air Force?
It would have been tough. I think we would have been on the outside looking in. I mean, again, with only eight at-large spots, you know, and with where the ACC was this year and the Ivy League being extremely strong again, and then the Big Ten ended up getting three at-larges outside of their champion. So, you know, I think with all probability there, we would have most likely been on the outside looking in of an at-large.
When you took over a year ago, Andrew, and kind of looked at what you had from a roster standpoint, from a facility standpoint, but also kind of being by yourself in the West and also joining a new conference when you got here too, did you think this would be possible this quickly, or did you think it might take some time?
Yeah, we felt it would be possible to have this type of success right off the bat. And again, just really felt strong about the personnel and, you know, the talent on the roster coming in here. And, you know, again, as I mentioned, just such high-level character of the group of guys that we have. And, you know, we felt like it was a conference that, you know, with what we have, as you mentioned, the facilities and the resources and what's provided to us from the administration. I mean, we felt like every box was checked that, you know, if we do our jobs at a high level, then we should be leading towards this type of success.
Utah head lacrosse coach Andrew McMinn with us here on the Bill Riley Show. They've got Notre Dame coming up on Saturday. That'll be on ESPNU at 12:30. We'll talk about that in a minute. Only team in Division I lacrosse with six different players over 20 goals this year. That's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, again, a testament to the talent on the roster. And, you know, we also run a system that, you know, is very up-tempo, and we really pride ourselves in our ball movement and being unselfish. And, you know, I think our system certainly feeds into multiple people being able to produce at different points in time. So, I think the combination of just the talent and the system that we're running just ends up really, you know, spreading out the overall production within our offense.
I think I'm right about this, but you correct me if I'm wrong. I still think you guys are the only D1 lacrosse program west of the Rockies. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
So do you foresee a time, because the Pac-12, Andrew, to me, and I've always said this, it feels like a conference that could have lacrosse programs, not just Utah, between, you know, the Stanfords of the world, the USCs of the world, some schools like that. Are we getting close to you having some more schools and some more competition in the West?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to predict, but I think with the growth of the game and where things have headed and the success of Denver's program and Air Force and now with our program, I think there's certainly probably some eyes that are opening up and seeing some possibilities to add programs. And, you know, with the Pac-12 specifically, they sponsor women's lacrosse. So, you know, although it's, you know, a little bit of a different sport on the female side, it's still, you know, getting into the administration and sponsoring that sport. So I think there's certainly, you know, a lot of room for growth. And again, with the success of the teams out west and now having, you know, an answer for a conference to compete in, you know, to be an affiliate in the meantime in the ASUN, which they've been open to, I think, you know, it's no better time than now for some of those schools to start looking at adding a program.
Yeah, I wonder if the ASUN's having second thoughts since you guys are basically 14-0 in regular season games. What are we doing adding this team? Holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of geographic outliers. I mean, the only ASUN teams in the conference are Jacksonville, Bellarmine, and Mercer. And outside of that, the rest of the conference is made up of 7 affiliates. So, you know, it was just a huge opportunity for the game and, you know, for programs that were in an independent status, because the ASUN just opened up their doors and said, hey, if you can find a way to make it work, we're here for you. And they wanted to make sure they provided an opportunity for everybody to compete for an AQ. And, you know, last year was the first season in Division I history, as far as I know, that there was not an independent school within the Division I realm.
All right, so tell me about what you face on Saturday when you go to South Bend. Notre Dame's a 3 seed. What are you up against?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously an extremely formidable opponent. And, you know, they're the only team that they've lost to this year was Virginia, which they played twice within the ACC and lost both of those games. So, as you can imagine, we're certainly digging into those games. And, you know, we feel specifically just off the bat here as we're starting to prepare that we could have an advantage at the faceoff X with the success that we've had. And, you know, that's one area that they've struggled with throughout the year a little bit. So, you know, we really want to gear towards trying to win that possession battle first and foremost. And when we do that, that really opens up our ability to play at a high pace and, you know, push for a little bit more of the unsettled and, you know, take a little bit more risk when we feel like at the end we're going to get more possessions back.
So what do you think this means to your guys? I mean, lacrosse, as you mentioned, this is a kind of a predominantly Midwest to East Coast sport, primarily East Coast sport. And Utah became a little bit of an outlier. They've always had good club lacrosse out here. But when they started the program 4 years ago, a lot of your guys have come from different parts of the country. And I'm sure a lot of their friends in other parts of the country kind of scratched their head and said, what are you going out there to be part of? What has it meant for some of these guys that have been around this program for 3 and 4 years to get that conference championship and now to kind of be the first to get into the NCAAs?
Yeah, I mean, I think just tremendous pride across the board. I mean, especially for our, you know, seniors this year. I mean, some of the guys, we even have, you know, one of our goalies that was a part of the last year of the club program, and, you know, now he's in his 6th year with us. And, you know, a lot of our upperclassmen, I mean, as you mentioned, they took a risk making this move out west, and a lot of them being from the East Coast. And I think especially at the time, just, you know, there was a lot of question marks with the program as far as not having a conference to compete in off the bat and trying to figure that out. And, you know, I think some of those early guys that came here, you know, there was never really a thought in mind of winning a conference championship because they weren't in a conference. So I think just for them to have the progression that we've had, not only on the field with our success, but, you know, to be able to get into the ASUN conference as an affiliate and then, you know, now be able to have the success that we've had to be the last team standing and moving into the NCAAs. I think a lot of those guys honestly never dreamed that this was going to be a possibility in the 4 or 5 years that they've been here. And, you know, throughout the progression of getting into the conference and having the success that we had, I think it's just, you know, for those guys, just, again, so, you know, so much pride to be where we're at now.
You've been part of it as a player and as a coach. How do you impart your NCAA wisdom to your guys?
Yeah, I mean, a big message that we push across is just really staying focused on our play at all times and not getting caught up in the moment. And, you know, we've challenged the guys since the day our staff came in place at the beginning of last year to just focus on improvement and becoming the best program that we can be. And I think the biggest challenge in all athletics is to remain consistent through, you know, all the inconsistencies that come up week to week. And as we get into the NCAA tournament here, the same thing that we preached going into the conference tournament, we just didn't want to, you know, change our mentality or our mindset or our approach, and told the guys we weren't going to give a big speech about it being potentially the last game for our seniors or, you know, the last game of the year. We just said, hey, we're just going to stay the course and focus on the things that we always focus on. And I think that's the key to making sure that you come out in the NCAA tournament and perform the way that you have all year, which is what got you there. So, you know, really just trying to embody that mindset that we're going to approach everything the exact same way that we have all year.
Well, hey, congratulations on what's been a fantastic season so far. I hope we could talk again here with you guys advancing, beating Notre Dame and advancing on. But whatever it is, enjoy the ride with this crew, because it's been a pretty special 4 years for some of these guys, and I know 2 years for you. Travel safe to Notre Dame. We'll talk to you soon, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate you having me.
There you go. Andrew McMinn with us. May Madness.